From 16 tons to his pea-picking heart, Tennessee Ernie Ford left a lasting impression on gospel music's history. Today, we're reliving these classics with Bill Gaither and Ernie Ford's son, J. Buck Ford, starting now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Well, he definitely made significant contributions to gospel music, giving it a national platform on his weekly television show, so much so that he made a big statement to Madison Avenue and the network executives that the gospel portion would be included in that primetime show. Tennessee Ernie Ford's who we're talking about, hearing great classic gospel music from Tennessee Ernie Ford and conversation with Bill Gaither and Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, J. Buck Ford, joining me as we begin part two, highlighting the classic gospel sounds from Tennessee Ernie Ford, now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
And now a great old hymn that we dedicate to all men of the sea. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives a keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the Lord lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue. You may say, dark the night of sin hath settled, loud the angry billows roar, but to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the Lord burning, send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.
The music of Tennessee Ernie Ford. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today, my guests are Bill Gaither and Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, J. Buck Ford, on the show right now.
Hey, Buck, one of his biggest, one of your dad's biggest fans was the great bass singer of the Cathedral Quartet. I was with George Jantz and the Cathedrals the night that that your dad passed away. That would have been when? What year did he pass away?
Dad passed away October 17th of 1991. And interestingly enough, he passed away 36 years to the day after the release of 16 Tons.
Well, at any rate, I forget where we were, but the Cathedral's quartet was with the vocal band somewhere. And George, in the middle of their cathedral stand, said, I want to pause 1 second here of total respect for my hero. When I was growing up, I wanted to sing like this man sang. My good old pea-picking buddy, I'll never forget the way George said that. And he started singing, were you there when they crucified my Lord? It was a special.
Bill Gaither, you brought chills up on my arms here.
It was a very special moment. And to think that now, 24 years after his death, the DVD recording Amazing Grace, 21 Treasured Hymns, claimed the first position again, this article says, in this week's Billboard Music.
I have to tell the American public here right now that of our extreme sense of blessing, because I have the opportunity this morning, right now, to talk, Daniel, to a man on the phone sitting there with you who is a genuine legend, an American legend in his own right. If God hadn't blessed Bill Gaither with the gift that he had given him, has given him, Bill Gaither was responsible in his own right for opening up doors to gospel music and songs of faith again, and bringing a new generation of fans to the fold, if you will, to have partnered with not only Bill himself, but Gloria and their entire team. I'm not certain we would have reached the people that we have reached. And I'm here to tell you right now, I would give anything if Dad were here to know that through the help, through the incredible spirit of the Bill Gaither team, we are sitting on a number one twice in 4 weeks. It is astonishing to me.
Yeah, and Buck, my big regret, see, we started the videos in 91. My biggest regret is your dad did not live long enough, maybe just another 10 years, that he could have been on a Gaither video.
Yes, I'm totally with you.
Speaking with J. Buck Ford, Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, and Bill Gaither, as we hear great classic sounds that defined this man's legacy and contributions to gospel music here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there?
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
Were you there?
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
Were you there? Oh.
Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when the sun refused to shine?
Were you there?
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Were you there?
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb.
Were you there? Oh,
sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble,
tremble,
tremble,
tremble,
when they laid him in the tomb.
If
you've ever experienced a moment when you wondered about the power of prayer, listen to these few lines and see if you don't agree. Real prayer always does one of two things. It either frees us from the trouble we fear or gives us strength and courage to meet trouble when it comes.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love.
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song,
praising my Savior all the day.
Music of Tennessee Ernie Ford on Daniel Britt and Friends. More of our conversation with Ford's son, Jay Buck, and Bill Gaither continues in a moment.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Church in the wildwood, oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come to the church in the wildwood, to the trees where the wildflowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted.
Oh, come, 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 come,
come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale.
No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Everybody sing now.
How sweet on a clear Sabbath morning to list to the clear ringing bell. So sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Classic sounds from Tennessee Ernie Ford. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest today, Jay Buck Ford, the son of Tennessee Ernie, and Bill Gaither.
The legion of people that are coming out and writing to us, communicating with us, posting on the website, viewing our YouTube channel.
Yep.
Are from all over the world, from every age group you can possibly imagine, coming out with stories that are akin to the story you just related, Bill. We are just sitting on cloud nine about this. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I cannot tell you the pride that I take when I go on the Cracker Barrel, and there on the Gaither stand are the quality of people like Billy Graham, Bev Shea, Tennessee Ernie Ford. The association with the Gaither Gospel Series makes me a very, very proud person, because all I've ever been has just been a platform, and I love the platform that God has given to me. But the ability to say, hey, an important part of our heritage, an important part of our history that will live on and on and on because of technology.
You're like the Ed Sullivan of the modern day gospel.
You're kind, Buck. but your dad was a delight, and it would have been a joy to have known him personally, because I just know he's the kind of guy I'd love to hang with.
He would be so proud, and as are we, and we're very proud also of the set. We're the Amazing Grace DVD really contains. It was a labor of love, but it was an extremely arduous process. You know, there were 193 Ford shows broadcast, and all but three were live, and all but five ended with a gospel performance, and some ended with some great acts. His duet with Odetta, of What a Friend We Have in Jesus in 1959, is one of the most absolutely stunning live duets ever performed on television. And one of the very first times that a major African-American voice of her caliber had guested on network television. She guested on a network television variety show hosted by a white Southern man.
Huh. And
they
she...
closed... I'm telling you, it sent shockwaves through. And when they closed with that hymn, it was seismic around the world.
You know what? That was a major statement when you think historically what was going on in America in 1959. Buck, that story it blows my mind. I mean, this was a man way ahead of his time,
way ahead
of the curve.
You know, I mean, her home was in Boston Folk Clubs and Greenwich Village Folk Clubs, and she was a firebrand at the time. But as you remember, and we all know, she had one of the most unbelievable voices ever to grace a human being. Well, normally there's a major fanfare, big band thing on the Four Children, the guest comes out. It was Odetta and nothing around, just her hands. And she did Waterboy, and it was just stunning. It was like watching an opera. And when Dad came out and duetted with her, did the roundabout of all the old folk songs, it was just unbelievable. When they closed with the hymn.
And you know, the people would ask, what do they have in common? And the answer is this: the friend that we have in Jesus. That's what we have in common.
Yes. Yes. It was an amazing moment. But our DVD is filled with really some of my own personal favorites, but also some of the most timeless performances by Dad. He did those songs a lot.
Yeah.
He certainly recorded, you know, the capital of history is replete with them. But because these were live, and and one take, if you will. What you're seeing is the honesty of the man and the simplicity of the music. Hmm. And it's the statements that each, if you will, Bill, that each song makes.
Absolutely.
It's a timeless thing and really holds aloft this music that we both love so much.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything.
In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Thou wilt find a solace there.
The music of Tennessee, Ernie Ford. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today, my guests are Bill Gaither and Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, J. Buck Ford, on the show right now.
Not only is Ethel Waters a wonderful talent and such a great person, but she has a very strong and a very sincere faith. She has graciously consented to join with all of us in our old hymn for tonight.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. My friends misunderstand. Oh, thou knowest all about me. Stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly gin,
oh, thou lily of the valley, Stand by me.
Stand by me. Stand by me.
Bless your heart. Come back and see us real soon.
Thank you for having me.
Ethel Waters, ladies and gentlemen.
You're in the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the wrath and make me pure.
Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone.
to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Let me hide myself in thee.
Classic sounds from Tennessee Ernie Ford. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest today, Jay Buck Ford, the son of Tennessee Ernie, and Bill Gaither.
Obviously, you cannot have a discussion around Tennessee Ernie Ford without bringing up 16 Tons, and you talk about the success, you talk about number ones. And so we've brought in a graduate student from Wake Forest University in the studio with me. Katie Harmon is here. And Katie, you actually studied the Appalachia lifestyle that this song talked about, and you actually studied this song in particular, right?
Yes, I actually studied Appalachian culture and nonprofit at High Point University as an undergrad, and we talked about 16 Tons a lot. As a song about the coal camps, written during the time that would have been the height of the coal camps in Appalachia country. And so I guess I was just kind of wondering, I know the song is about being born into poverty, being a child miner. It's very, very sad and dark. And so I guess I'm just kind of wondering why this song was a hit, being so dark and so, you know, but it's got an upbeat, really, yeah. kind of tune to it. So that's always been intriguing to me, is that it was number one on the charts and it was quite sad.
Well, if I may jump in?
Absolutely.
Hey, Katie, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just great. It's a pleasure to hear you on the show. And it's just amazing that you studied the song. Let me speak to one thing. When this song was written, it was written from the mind and heart of Merle Travis, whose father was a coal miner in Hazard County, Kentucky. During the time that the song was written about, the massing of people coast to coast who were suing, if you will, for workers' rights, better workers' conditions, especially in the mines, the force of unionization in the country was becoming extremely powerful. That force is part of what gave rise to Senator Joseph McCarthy and other people who sought to suppress a great many organized movements in the country, miners' unionization among them. It is not a well-known fact that Merle Travis was raised very high on the radar of the FBI. And in the 5 years after he had written 16 Tons, which was written in 1947 and first released on a multi-disc set that Cliffy Stone produced, former was a Capitol artist, called Folk Songs from the Hills. And Dark as a Dungeon is also in that set. FBI agents secretly went to radio stations all over the country, discouraging. Now, I want you to know you're being discouraged by agents for the government to play Merle Travis music because they believed him to be seditious. He had scored a major top 10 hit with a song called No Vacancy in 1947. The song told the story about how hard it was for returning American servicemen after the end of World War II to find adequate housing. And it put him on the blacklist because they believed he was rabble-rousing. Hmm. When 16 Tons was written, it called attention to the economic plight of thousands more people than just coal miners. Think about it. You work all your life and owe your soul to the company store. How many people do you know today How many people do you think back then in 1955 owed their soul to a credit company, to a house company, today to the credit card company, to a hospital, to their bank? It is a song that paints a true picture of the plight of the common working man, working person in this country. And to give it the backbeat that Jack Fascinato gave it, an almost jazz feel, made it mainstream, but made it also a song that every single person who worked for a living could understand. That is why it became number one.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
The music and the legacy of Tennessee Ernie Ford, with great conversation from his son, Jay Buck, and Bill Gaither.
Hey, Buck, let me say this also for your dad on that. In the current Christian church, there's a whole phenomenon in music called praise and worship music, and a lot of kids are involved in this. And there's two kind of praise. One praise is vertical; that goes straight to God, and in honoring God and worshiping His majesty, and all the attributes that we give to God that David did in the Psalms. The other kind of praise is a horizontal praise that reaches out to the fellow man. I'd have to think that your dad at this point felt very blessed for who he was. God had taken his gifts and used them at a very, very high level. But I'd have to think that your dad also had a concern for his fellow man, those who were not as fortunate as he. And I have to say that 50 or 60 years later, you got to applaud him for his foresight to say, hey, we are all part of this planet. We are all part of this country. And when one suffers, we all suffer. It's very biblical. It's very scriptural. And we are our brother's keeper. And I'd have to think that your dad at this point, and then when he would sing a song like, "If I Can Help Somebody Along the Way," then my living would not be in vain. No, my living will not be in vain. I'd have to think he was motivated by that, and because of that said, 16 tons is just simply part of the story, and it continues to be part of the story. I think we ought to always be concerned about our brothers' conditions, and how we can help.
You have hit Ernie Ford. You have hit the nail that was Ernie Ford right on the head. Yeah. You have described him perfectly. Dad would have, and I mentioned this in my book, Dad would have rather talked to a plumber than a producer. He would have rather spent his time around people with dirt under their fingernails.
Sure.
He would have, and there are not many people that are aware that the whole term pea picker came from his early radio days, from the early migrant fields of California, when he was on KXLA and KFXM in the late 1940s. There was an influx of migratory workers, and among the most derided in those late years, late 40s, in the California Inland Plains, was the group made famous, actually, by Dorothea Lange, the famous photograph of the ragged mother with the child clinging to her. They were part of migratory workers who were known as pea pickers. They worked low, lush fields of basic garden peas in and around the Pomo and that all those areas of the Inland Valley, Inland Empire, rather, Southern California. And they were a people who were derided, a hard-scrabble, hard-working, laborious people. And when Dad was doing the radio, he understood that those tens of thousands of migratory workers made up a huge part of his audience. He opened one day and he said, "This is Tennessee Ernie talking to all you pea pickers out there." He identified with the downtrodden. He identified with the common people. Most people, they think that the pea picker thing had to do with Tennessee. It didn't have anything to do with Tennessee.
Yeah.
It had to do with Ernie Ford recognizing the people who held him on his shoulders.
He could sing songs like "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," and he believed in a great God, "How Great Thou Art." But he always related it to the regular folks in lyrics like, "The bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lie down by the lamb, and the beasts of the wild become like little child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. And I am a weary pilgrims traveling through this weary land. It's a land I don't sometimes understand." But he gave hope for the person who really had no hope, and that's good.
You know, the lyrics of those great ancient standard hymns were as much a part of his daily reading back in Bristol growing up as any other book. You lived by those lyrics. They weren't just stanzas. They were the threads that wove your life together.
Yep.
And you lived and breathed by them.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful to hear you say that, Bill. You have described Ernie Ford perfectly now twice.
Speaking with J. Buck Ford, Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, and Bill Gaither, as we hear great classic sounds that defined this man's legacy and contributions to gospel music here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that called me from a care and bids me at my Father's throne make all
seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief
and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief.
And oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
By thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
Daniel Britton
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, oh Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Just as I am, poor wretched and blind, sight riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, be.
because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
We're talking today about the legacy of Tennessee Ernie Ford. My guests are Bill Gaither and Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, Jay Buck Ford, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Hey, Buck, let me ask you this question. You mentioned Bristol. Glory and I love East Tennessee. I think that's one of God's very, very special places that he created.
I do, too.
Yeah, and you know, so much music. The Carter family came out of that area. So much of the country feel came out of this.
You know, right now, it's great that you mentioned Bristol. The next time that you and Gloria are there, you must go to the brand new Birthplace of Country Music Museum. It is a division of the Smithsonian. I produced a lengthy video that is part of Dad's display there, and it is a walkthrough of that whole history that you just touched on, and a wonderful, wonderful way for anybody who simply loves great American music, period, end of paragraph, to take literally a tour through one of its most celebrated chapters, and that's there in Bristol.
If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, be not dismayed when men do not believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption, he'll understand and say,
the music of Tennessee Ernie Ford on Daniel Britt and Friends. More of our conversation with Ford's son, Jay Buck, and Bill Gaither continues in a moment.
I am weak, but thou art strong.
Thou art strong.
From all wrong,
from all wrong,
I'll be satisfied as long,
just as long,
as I walk, let me walk close to
just
thee.
Just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee,
just a closer walk with thee,
just a closer walk with thee,
grant Jesus is my plea,
just a closer walk with thee.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Classic sounds from Tennessee Ernie Ford. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest today, Jay Buck Ford, the son of Tennessee Ernie, and Bill Gaither.
Before we get off of one thing, Daniel, I do want to mention, we are a better people because of what Bill Gaither has done. We are a better television industry.
Mm-hmm.
We are a better recorded music industry. We are no longer really a craft, an art, a business that looks askance or under our eyelids at the business and practice and art and joy of bringing gospel music to people. Mm-hmm. And for Tennessee Ernie Ford Enterprises, for my wife Murphy, who takes care of all the business because I have no idea what I'm doing, and to myself, I know to the spirit of my brother and dad and mom, and to our entire family, his grandchildren, we are so deeply proud to have hooked our wagon and allowed Dad to be shepherded, if you will, Bill, by Bill and his team is a gift beyond measure. And we are so deeply proud. And I am so honored to have been able to take some time to talk with this man who has changed American music forever. Period. End of paragraph. We love you, Bill. We love you.
Absolutely.
Love you. Love you too, Buck. It's been a joy to talk with you today, and also to you, Daniel.
Thank you, Buck. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Don't be more trouble than you're worth.
No pound grace in the eyes of the Lord. No pound grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Bill Gaither, Buck Ford, and of course, reflecting and hearing the great music of Tennessee Ernie Ford. The project is Amazing Grace and available at Gaither.com, also through a partnership with Cracker Barrel. And I want to give you a couple websites to check out, of course, related to Tennessee Ernie Ford. ErnieFord.com online, ErnieFord.com, and our guest, Buck Ford, Ernie's son, at JeffreyBucknerFord.com. Thanks so much for taking time today on Daniel Britt and Friends to relive some classic gospel music from a man who really gave it a wonderful platform and a good name.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.